You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Everybody has one, a moment or a story when money changes your life. This week, a band makes it to the big stage, but has trouble letting go of their DIY improvised playbook.
Hey, this is William Cashin.
This is Sam Herring.
And this is Garrett Wilmers.
And we're Feature Islands.
I think a big turning point was when we got picked up by a booking agent. That was the first kind of just allegiance in the music industry. We always felt like we were kind of on the outside. I booked our shows for about 7 years, and we all just did everything, like, for especially the first like 5 or 6 years, we were, you know, going to Kinko's, making black and white just Xerox copies and cutting them out in the van and burning CDRs. But as soon as we brought on a booking agent, it was like somebody waved a magic wand, and we were just getting like guarantees everywhere we went, which wasn't a lot of money, but it was like a door deal. It was like a prearranged amount of what we would get paid, which is just totally changed the game for us as far as just the kind of money that we were making.
We were pretty far in the red at the end of last year because we pretty much sunk everything into the music, as well as getting hit with 2012 taxes in the middle of producing the album, and we were just like, oh, we forgot about that. We got hit really hard with taxes last year. Our accountant called us in one day, and he's basically like, well, first off, you know, you guys have very high taxes because you made a lot of money last year, a lot more than I expected. Because you're an LLC, you're in the highest tax bracket. And I was kind of looking at the guys like, should we high five? Is that, like, we made it in the highest tax bracket, and we got destroyed. We got destroyed by the U.S. government. Maybe they'll come after us.
They beat us up, and they handed us our wallets. Because we did it ourselves for so long, we figured out how to do it very frugally. We just sort of took all the roles upon ourselves and cut corners everywhere that we could along the way.
Well, that's because we had to. We've just always done things. We've always worked solely out of necessity with what we could do. And I think that's one of the reasons we've survived. It's funny because now we're at the point where we're realizing we do need these certain crew members. And we're I'm furiously shaking my head no. Like, I don't want to do that. But even though it is time to give the reins over, because it's just too much for us now.
We're still super hands-on with everything, but I think because it's our baby.
My problem is that I don't need anything, and I expect a lot. It's kind of like, if you're gonna be paid for your service, then you've got to do your job. But also, I don't need your help. The same. Does that make any sense? Because I mean, that's the reason I do what I do, is because I don't need any overhead, I don't want any hard direction in things like that, because you know that's why I'm an artist, is so I can do what I want to do, basically.
That was the band Future Islands. Their latest album is Singles. They're touring the U.S. this summer and fall.